All right. At training camp this morning, George, we can report to you that it is raining.
Ooh.
Like that kind of heavy fog, mist, drizzle that you get occasionally out here. So kind of a dreary morning here in California.
Well, in California, could use some of that. The drive to the airport yesterday, it's more brown there than it is here in Texas.
Yeah.
They're so dry out there.
Extreme heat, not much rain.
Tell me, man.
Of course, it never rains in Southern California.
Nope.
You know, last night was the worst night yet in the hotel. We've actually slept pretty well, but last night I got maybe 2 hours of sleep, and it's because of the people in the room above us. It was horrible. Yeah, I got I didn't get to bed till kind of late last night. I ate a late dinner, and so I'm having a tough time falling asleep, and all of a sudden I hear the people in the room above us arrive at their room. And then for the next hour, it sounded like they were playing a basketball game up there. You know how the boom, 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 yeah. Boom, the real heavy footsteps, and then dropping something, boom, then boom, 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 boom. And so I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm thinking, how can you walk that much in a hotel room?
And we
what's going what's going on up there? I mean, you can only go from the closet to the bathroom to the bed a couple of times an hour, right?
It's kids. That's what it is. It's kids jumping around and chasing each other and jumping on the pile.
Continuously moving. And so after 45 minutes or an hour of this, I got so fed up that I stood up on the bed and I pounded on the ceiling. And it stopped for about 5 minutes. Then it picked back up again, walking all over the place. Boom, 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 boom. Dropping stuff. Boom, 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 boom. And, you know, I guess the second half of the basketball game started at that point.
Yeah, you just had the quiet of halftime.
So I pounded on the ceiling again. And at that point, I pounded the ceiling so hard that all the asbestos fell off onto my bed.
Oh, no.
So I had to clean off the bed, and I'm frustrated. And now they quiet down for another minute, and then they pick it up again. So I finally called the hotel operator. I said, I hate to do this, but I have to lodge a complaint. It sounds like they're playing basketball in the room above me, and I've been listening to it for an hour and a half. And she goes, oh, that's the girls' polo team, and we have no tolerance policy here at this hotel, so we're going to have to kick them out.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Well, look, that's not really what I'm asking. She goes, I'll call them. So after that, nothing. Didn't hear one word out of them.
Why? You think they got kicked out?
No, they didn't get kicked out. I can confirm they're still there, because when we woke up at 2:30 this morning, one of the first things I did was pick up the phone and call their room.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you
doing?
Genius.
Why are you doing that?
They kept me up for an hour and a half, so I figured I'm at least going to wake them up
you
for 5 minutes.
You are my hero.
So the phone rings four times. I knew their room number because they're directly above us, so I just added a different room floor, you know, or floor number. So the phone rings four times, and then this girl answers, what? And I just sat there, and she goes, hello? And then I hung up.
That is so sorry.
So I got them back in a little way. I only got them back for a second, and they had me for an hour and a half.
You've become a crotchety old man.
He has. Did you even notice all this noise going on, Gordo? Or were you passed out?
No, because I was out partying.
He was out so late last night.
Yay for me. I'm winning.
All right, from training camp yesterday.